Jonas Vingegaard's crash at this year's Tour de France raises serious questions about cycling's anti-doping protocols. Today, Pogačar suggests an early morning anti-doping test could have disrupted Vingegaard's sleep, potentially contributing to his crash. This incident highlights a significant loophole in the current anti-doping system, particularly concerning nighttime testing. The International Testing Agency, ITA, typically schedules tests between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., a practice that many believe may affect athletes' performance. This approach was introduced after the Cycling Independent Reform Commission identified nighttime testing as a critical need in 2015. Dr. Paul Roback, an expert in blood doping, points out major challenges with detecting microdosing of EPO. His research indicates that many athletes microdosing before tests can still test negative due to the drug's short half-life. The current testing methods, especially the biological passport, struggle to catch these subtle doping practices. As the tour progresses, the implications of these testing practices could impact the race's outcome and the integrity of the sport. What's clear is that cycling's doping controls face scrutiny, and the potential consequences could reshape the season ahead.